April 20. Study to be approved. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. 2 Timothy 2:24-25. Everyone engaging in the work needs these words framed and hung in memory's hall. We are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3:9. Then there will not be so many decided failures in the efforts made to win souls to Jesus Christ. There is need of bringing them to the foundation and building them into a firm structure that will abide the fires of the last great day. The people cannot be reached and their hearts broken except by God's divine power. See 1 Corinthians 3:9-15. Let the men who are engaged in the solemn work of bearing the last message to the world heed the exhortation of Paul, preach the word, not the science of phrenology or productions from human speculations, but listen to the words of inspiration addressed to Timothy. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:1-4. The minister of the gospel is never exhorted to strive to be a smart preacher, a popular speaker, but is commanded to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Chapter 2:15-16. Will every messenger of God give heed to these words? We are laborers together with God, and if those who accept the responsibility of holding forth the word of life to others do not daily yoke up with Christ and lift his burdens and learn of Jesus day by day, it were better for them to seek some other employment. Manuscript 29, April 20, 1893. Laborers to learn lessons at the foot of the cross.